everyone. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm so glad that you're joining in, and I hope you had a wonderful weekend. How are you guys? I know it's been a while, and I have no excuses to give, but I do hope to be a lot more consistent moving forward. But yes, I hope you've been doing well. I hope that, you know, this month has been good to you. Also, is it just me or is April going by really fast? I can't believe we're already in the last week of the month. It's just insane to me because I remember when it was January and already we're about to enter the month of May. A little life update. I turned 25 this month. Whoop whoop. I don't feel any different though. I mean, I don't know if I expected to feel any different, but I'm just glad to have added another year to my life. So, you know, that's an exciting thing that's happened to me. And I think with every new age, you know, you do some reflecting, whether it's consciously or unconsciously. You look back on the past year, or maybe even look back like a couple of years back, and you assess your wins, your losses. You see if there's any room for improvement. You note areas where there was growth, you know, where there was stagnation, whatever the case may be. And I think from personal experience and conversations I've had with friends, I've come to the realization that we don't give ourselves enough credits for the things that we've managed to achieve. You know, you're so focused on, okay, well, I could have done better, but then you don't, you know, give yourself a pat on the back for the things that you've been able to achieve. And I think that's bad. I'm trying to learn how to congratulate myself and tell myself, well done. It's so much easier to compliment other people and say nice things to other people, but when it comes to saying good things to yourself, that takes a whole other meaning. You know, it becomes a lot more difficult. But anyway, that's just it. I was just thinking about that, and I was just thinking, like, do you guys agree? Is it harder for you to, you know, compliment yourself and celebrate your own wins than it is to celebrate your friends or your family? You know, send me a message and let me know what you think. So when I did my own reflection, when I turned 25, I realized that a lot of the things that I had done or I'm currently doing, I had prayed for. And obviously, it doesn't just stop there because there are more things I would love to do and I plan on getting them done. So many of us have plans, big dreams and, you know, lofty aspirations that have been planted inside of us, but we don't always know where to begin. If you're like me, perhaps your dreams are so big that they scare you. You know, I have one of my very good friends. She calls me Nasara the Dreamer because I have big dreams, guys, like humongous dreams. And, you know, sometimes maybe you might have confided in a friend about something you've envisioned in your mind, but this person may have knowingly or unknowingly killed your dream by being too critical, or maybe they even laughed in your face directly. If someone did that to you, I am so sorry. But the truth of the matter is that if you can dream it, then you can do it, right? I when I think about the story of the Tower of Babel and how God had to scatter the people and make them start speaking different languages, you know, in the Bible it talks about how they came together and decided, you know what, let's build a tower that's going to reach into the heavens, right? And God had to come down and see, like, what these people were doing. But the interesting thing is that they hadn't started building yet. It was an idea. But it just got me thinking, and I was speaking with an auntie of mine, you know, and we were just discussing this particular story, and she pointed out a very interesting fact that they hadn't started building the physical building of the tower. It was still merely an idea. It was still in their minds. But God had to come down and he had to make sure that they did not get to start this project. So it gets you thinking, you know, like, is it very possible that the people could have actually built that tower that would have gotten into the heavens? Because it seems like if you can envision something, then it can be brought into reality, you know? But it's so much easier to dream than to actually make it something real, something tangible. And this is probably why most of us choose to remain dreamers instead, you know, comfortable with where we're at because it's safe and it's predictable. But God wants us to live a life that's much more than just safe and predictable. He wants us to live life to its fullest potential. I remember the story of when Samuel anointed Saul as the future king of Israel. And you would think that Saul was thrilled about the idea, right? Wrong. On the day he was to be confirmed before the people, he went into hiding. You know, like, the people were like, where is Saul? And God revealed where he was hiding. And it's so interesting that despite the fact he had seen signs and wonders and had experienced what it was like to be filled with the Spirit, he hid. He knew it was God that was calling him into this new role as a leader of a great nation, but he still ran and he hid, which is funny, but also very interesting, you know, and it just makes you think, like, how many times have you run into hiding because you were afraid of where God was calling you to, or a business idea that he has given to you, or the ministry he is calling you into? For me, it's countless times, you know, and would I say I'm ashamed to admit that? I'm not really ashamed because it's the truth, but I just don't know why it's so difficult to trust what God has said, you know? I've run into hiding so many times worrying about when and how I'm going to get where God is telling me he's going to take me, and I forget that it's God who's going to tackle the how and the when. My job, your job, is to literally obey. That's it. It couldn't be any simpler. We can't hide from God. And we shouldn't even try. Remember the story of Jonah and how he ended up in the belly of the big fish just because he was running from an assignment that God gave him. We can't run. We can't run from God. God is extending an invitation to you and me to come out of hiding and give our lives over to him so that he can do wonders through us here on earth. So, you know, start that business, write that book, start that fellowship group, reach out to that person who's been on your mind, take that exam, get that degree, step out in faith and trust that if God has placed a particular desire in your heart, he's going to carry you through the entire process. You know, we're human beings and we're rational beings. We tend to think we want to be able to plan the next couple of steps. You know, we would rather have all the answers so that we know exactly where we're going, when we're going. But God doesn't work like that. He wants us to trust him. So he gives us bits and pieces of information. And what actually allows you to reach your goal is to just continually walk in obedience, right? And to ask the Lord for wisdom. You know, to ask him for the grace to trust him, because sometimes God may be calling you into a business in an already saturated market and you're thinking, God, this is not a novel idea. This is something that everybody does. This is something that people are doing. But then you forget that it's not about how many people are already doing that particular thing, but it's about the fact that God is going to be with you. God is the one that is calling you into it. And so there's going to be a difference in your own business. There's going to be a difference in your own book idea. There's going to be a difference in that app that you're going to create, you know, even though there are already a million other apps that are similar. So I just wanted to, you know, share that and, you know, just encourage people to come out of hiding, because there are so many people that have greatness inside of them, you know, and because you've believed the lies that the enemy has planted inside of you, because maybe you haven't understood who you are really in Christ, or maybe you've had discouraging voices around you in the form of friends and family and, you know, acquaintances or co-workers that have just killed your dreams even before you started building on those dreams. I just want to encourage you and remind you of a lot of the great people who did great things in the Bible. You know, just go to scripture. You would find so many stories. Go to the word and you would see how the reason why these people were able to do these great things was because God was doing those great things in them. you know, he was doing those great things through them. It was the power of God that was working in them and through them, you know, to do God's will. So it doesn't matter how unqualified you feel. It doesn't matter whether you're not completely prepared. It doesn't matter whether you're not educated enough. It doesn't matter whether you're not wealthy enough. Do not despise humble beginnings. Just trust that if God is calling you into a new season of your life, He knows why He chose you in particular. And nobody and nothing should change your mind. Nothing should make you feel inadequate, because God has seen something inside of you that He knows He can use. And there's somewhere He's taking you to, and He's just preparing you for where He's taking you to. So the question I'm going to leave for all of us today is, what exactly are you running or hiding from? I would really encourage all of us as we go through this week to take time in our days and our busy schedules to actually think about this question. You would be amazed at the fact that there are so many things inside of you that are yet to be birthed that you may not have even thought about, or maybe you pushed away because you were just like, I'll deal with this later when my life situation gets better. So just think about it. What are you running or hiding from? And ask the Holy Spirit to help you stop running, to stop hiding, to come out of a place of obscurity and to come out into the light. That's all I have for today, actually. This was a lot quicker than I anticipated, but it was something I just wanted to share and talk about based on my own reflections and everything. And I hope it encourages someone out there to start something, you know, to actually begin to seek God's face about a particular thing that they've been thinking of. So have a wonderful week, and I hope you're productive in work, in school, at home, whatever it is that you're doing. And I hope to see you, or speak to you rather, next week. Have a wonderful day. Bye.